Shalom, Sister Kathleen. Newest Midst update is finished. I pray that it will encourage many around the world. Thank you so much for what you do for the kingdom of God. Much is happening in these times and very quickly. I so much enjoyed the deep fellowship I shared with you. I love you very much. Much love, PR. Midst update 11/19/2015. As I sit down at my laptop to write this update, I find it hard to know where to start. I have now had the privilege of reporting the amazing story of what our God has done through Pastor R and House of Blessing in the Middle East for 3 years and 8.5 months. Today's update will again include the miraculous interventions of Almighty God on behalf of His faithful servants, incredible stories of hundreds of people being reached during the worst of times, and also the account of more missionaries having paid the ultimate price. Few people are unaware of the atrocities committed in Paris on Friday, November 13th. Few people are unaware. Just days before the mass casualty terrorist attack in Paris, a Russian passenger plane was brought down in the Sinai with a bomb that had been smuggled on board in Egypt, killing all 224 abroad. The responsibility for these terrorist attacks was claimed by ISIS. As a result, there has been a marked increase in bombings of known ISIS locations. According to military sources, Russia had already flown about 2,300 bombing sorties in the last 48 days. Ever since confirming that the passenger plane was in fact brought down by an onboard bomb, they have more than doubled their bombing runs. In addition to the step-up bombing runs by Russia, France has now come in with a vengeance in bombing ISIS positions, particularly ISIS-proclaimed capital Raqqa. France's aircraft carrier, the Charles de Gaulle, and its support ships are now also steaming towards the eastern Mediterranean Sea in order to engage in this war effort against ISIS. No matter how much detail I may be able to include in this update, it is impossible to portray the true picture of what it is like for the people on the ground with all that is now happening. At this point, reports from several news sources tell of even panicked ISIS jihadists trying to get themselves and their families out of the line of fire, especially from in and around Raqqa. It is especially difficult for us to imagine what it has been like for those who've been having to deal with a murderous jihadist group and now incessant bombing runs. People are trying to find some safety, even if only momentary. The number of dead on the ground is growing. Just days ago, House of Blessing managed to find a tractor to rent and bury well over 300 believers and an untold number of Muslim people, just as an act of love for the relatives of the dead.